If the annual Epcot Flower and Garden Festival and Food and Wine Festivals got together and had a baby, it would be this year's Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, which is bigger and better than ever, and this year contains 11 outdoor kitchens. I'm Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio, and this week I'm going to share with you my top five foods and flavors from this year's Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. The Florida Fresh Marketplace features locally sourced food and beverages, including one of my favorites, that's why it's on the list, the shrimp and grits. It features Andouille sausage, Zellwood corn, cilantro, and tomatoes. Features three or four nice big pieces of shrimp, Andouille sausage, nice little bit of heat on the back end. The grits are smooth and creamy, nice and rich. Really good sized portion too, at only $5.75.
Two.
A favorite of mine from last year's Flower and Garden Festival made it to my list once again this year, and it is from my favorite pavilion here in World Showcase. It is Frushi in Japan. Frushi will let anybody try their hands at sushi and chopsticks because it is made from seasonal fresh fruits like pineapple, melon, and strawberries. It's wrapped in coconut rice, drizzled with a little raspberry sauce, and sprinkled with coconut flakes, a little whipped cream on the side. Like the name suggests, it is fresh, it is fruity, it's healthy, it's not overly sweet, really nice on a beautiful day like today. Frushi, consistently a winner, always on my top five list.
Three.
The next one on our list is actually a twofer, and they come from the Buttercup Cottage, and it basically is because I couldn't decide between the baked potato and cheddar cheese biscuit with smoked salmon tartare, or the pork and apple sausage roll with piccalilli. So we get both. Oh, yeah. That is a nice, warm, cheesy, potatoey biscuit with sort of a sweet salmon tartare up on top. It's a nice mix of, like, savory and sweet, and it's lighter than I expected. I'm happy I chose both. The second half is the pork and apple sausage roll with house-made piccalilli. It's carrots and string beans and cauliflower in a piccalilli sauce, but this is really where it's at. It's got a nice light, it's like comfort food. It's like English comfort food. And it comes with a side of a nap, which is nice.
Four.
The Lotus House in China comes in with the next on our list, a spring pancake with grilled chicken and green apple. The chicken is tender and moist with a sweet sauce on it. There's also a little bit of a bite from the raw onion, but a nice sweet and tartness from the apple as well. Really like the spring pancake.
Five.
And my final entry in my top five favorite foods from the 2014 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, and it's ghost pepper dusted tilapia with crisp winter melon slaw. The last on my list, maybe my favorite. Good things come to those who wait. This is phenomenal. It's a light, flaky fish with a little bit of heat on top, nicely broken up by the crispy melon slaw. Really like this as well. Good value, about $5.75 for a big portion. What's your favorite item at this year's 2014 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival? What do you like to eat as you wander the promenade and enjoy everything the festival has to offer? Leave your answer in the comments section below. You can tweet me. I'm at Lou Mangiello on Twitter. And visit the Facebook page at facebook.com/WDW Radio. I'm Lou Mangiello. Thanks for watching. Cheers.